All right, I'm just pausing here to see where we are. I'm sorry we've been jumping around a bit in terms of agenda items. I think, Jan, did you want to talk very briefly about the summaries that we produced of the breakout sessions from last time around and going forward?
Yeah, thank you, Paul. We have provided you with summaries of the breakout discussions that we had at the last council meeting. We had breakouts there on rate-regulated activities and, of course, Hans and has reported back on what decisions were taken there. We made that summary available to the board before the December meeting, so board members were able to get the council's view. We had posted that paper originally on the website as agenda paper 12, but so it may have caused a little bit of confusion when we redid the agenda and the number changed to agenda paper 9. We also discussed consistent consistent application of IFRSs, and agenda paper 9A addresses that. And then we had the research, and Alan has already updated us on the research. And I'm not going to go into detail into these summaries. A point that has been made, and I've discussed with Paul, is whether we should change the way we do these summaries, whether we should just present as agenda paper a more detailed summary of the discussions, maybe one or two pages, and leave the more detailed summaries for the council members on the private website. So that is something that we would like your views on. I think that it is maybe it's maybe a little bit of overkill to have this as a full agenda paper, the whole summaries.
We just thought perhaps the way we're doing it now was creating the impression that there was an expectation that there was information in there that would be new to you and that should be discussed at this meeting. And whereas, as you know, these are posted in draft, you have an opportunity to look at them. So this is more for your reference. And so the proposal is that we treat it that way, which would mean it could be posted to our website much earlier in the process than as an agenda paper for this meeting. And perhaps we could limit the paper for the meeting. If there are any follow-on issues that have come to our attention, then we would certainly identify them and bring them forward that way. So it's an attempt to reduce clutter in terms of material that might otherwise consume your attention. So I see heads nodding. That sounds like an appropriate way forward.